You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Patrick Heller, owner of Liberty Coins in Lansing. Good evening, Patrick. How are you?
Good afternoon, Cheryl. I'm doing great.
Very good. It's a Friday. We love a Friday. A couple articles you recently wrote prompted a call to you. One, of course, about rare coins, whether they were worth owning. And I thought, that's an interesting title to an article. What's your take on rare coins at this point in our history?
Well, it's an area that collectors who seriously study the subject traditionally do quite well in terms of making money on it rather than losing. And those who just do it casually or don't want to study enough to become collectors but just want to take the attitude of, I want to invest in it without studying it, invariably do not do very well. And on that basis, depending on someone's outlook, I'd say you should not purchase rare coins for the financial aspect of it if you have no intention to be a collector and don't do your homework to study the area. There's a lot of people that do buy rare coins just because they see a sales pitch and they mention the word investment and they say, okay, I'll buy it, but that's not really the good way to go.
So if you love rare coins and love to collect them and enjoy them, that's do it for that, but not necessarily to make money.
Right. The ones who actually love collecting them tend to be more careful with their purchases and have a better sense of timing for both buying and selling and end up getting the good results, even though that may not have been the purpose why they became a collector.
Is now a good time for buying and selling?
There are different niches at any time that are doing well or doing not so well. With the rough economy, there has been some decrease in the number of collectors adding to their collections. Maybe they don't have a job right now or they're just worried about not having a job. But there are some market niches that have done well. For instance, Morgan and Peace dollars have sort of not kept up with the rise in the price of silver and have become comparative bargains. So right now, the collectors are chasing after coins like those.
And another thought that comes to mind while we're speaking, Patrick, is, boy, you really do have to study and know what you're doing or, frankly, come to someone like you who knows this and can give you some pretty good advice, because I'm imagining, like so many things, that you can get taken if you're not sure what you're looking for and what you're looking at.
There is that risk.
So, okay. The other subject I wanted to cover with you are obviously the prices of gold and silver. We're at new record highs, aren't we?
Silver price right now is at the highest level in 31 years, if you ignore inflation. The price of gold at the moment is about $1,431, which there's only been one close, and that was on Wednesday, that was higher ever, again, ignoring inflation. They both look destined to keep going higher this month.
That was my very next question. Where do you see them keep going and going, higher and higher?
There are significant signs of shortages of silver supplies, especially compared to demand, the physical metal rather than the paper contracts. But gold's also in the same boat. Silver's at the moment about $35.50, and I wouldn't be surprised to see silver get up to $40 or $50 range by the end of March. Gold's about $1,430, and I wouldn't be surprised to see about $1,600 by the end of March.
Is it strictly the shortage that's driving, or a squeeze in the market that's driving the price up, or are there other things going on here?
There are other things going on. The prices of gold and, to a lesser degree, silver are sort of a report card on the United States government, the United States dollar, and the U.S. economy. And in order for them to look good, the prices of gold and silver need to be held down. In particular, if the price of gold is going up, that's a sign that the United States government is going to have to start paying a higher interest rate on its treasury debt. And it's the circumstantial evidence that has come out and continues to come out keeps showing that the U.S. government has been actively involved it's well over a decade or two, actively trying to hold down the price of gold and silver for purposes of holding down their interest rates. The ability to continue that is becoming a greater challenge, which could allow faster and higher prices for gold and silver in the future.
Okay. I'm wondering if we can expand on that a little bit. I mean, it seems, I guess I'm a little confused by the government suppressing gold and silver prices.
The U.S. government has officially stated that they, and the Federal Reserve, that they have not, since 1990, held discussions or engaged in gold swaps.
Okay.
But just on the 18th of February, under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, they were required to turn over a document, which was the minutes of a group of 10 meeting in April 1997, where an American named Fisher, who attended the meeting, was almost certainly somebody from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, talked about the purpose of holding down the price of gold was to keep down the interest rate the U.S. government would have to pay on its treasury debt.
This is interesting stuff, Patrick. I know you know radio because you're in here recording your few moments. So we have just under a minute left. Is it still good to buy gold?
I expect substantially higher prices on both gold and silver compared to today's levels. I expect silver by the end of the year to be at least $55 an ounce, and it's about $35.50 now. And I wouldn't be surprised to see gold threaten to go over $2,000 by year end.
Oh, my. Well, Patrick, it's interesting information, and I thank you for bringing it to myself and to my listeners. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Patrick Keller of Liberty Coins in Lansing. When we come back, Mike Nichols will be in studio talking about the Constitution. Interesting case. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.